Welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in our broadcast again. We're taking up our study here in Luke chapter 9, verse number 27. Our Lord Jesus Christ has just asked his apostles, what's the rumor going on out there about me? Who do the people say that I am? And they tell him the same things that the people are considering and that we saw earlier in the chapter. Some believe that he's John the Baptist, risen from the dead. Some believe that he is Elijah, that has come back down from glory. Others believe he's one of the old prophets that has risen from the dead. And then the Lord asks, who do you say that I am? And Peter testifies, you're the Christ of God. You're the Savior sent by the Lord. The Lord talks about life and how we are to use our lives. The Lord says, you save your life for yourself, you'll lose it. You lose your life for my sake in the Gospels, you'll gain it. And he makes a statement here in verse number 27 of this chapter, Luke 9. But I tell you of a truth, there be some standing here which will not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. He makes a statement about some of the brethren that are there that they will live until they get to this point in the future. See the kingdom of God. See the kingdom of God in its glory, I believe. Verse 28. And it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter, John, and James and went up into a mountain to pray. This time that the Lord had prophesied and told about, it's not a very long time out, but just a very short time. It's kind of like you and I would say, there's some of you here that are going to really see some great and marvelous things, some things that you've never seen before. You're going to see some great and marvelous things. And so now that time has come. In verse 29, and as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. The look of his face began to change as the Lord Jesus prayed. And his raiment was white and glistering. His glory is beginning to shine. The shining, the breaking forth of the glory of the Lord is a wondrous, wonderful thing. Our Lord, as he was on this earth and came and became a man, his glory was squelched down. It was held down by him. He came meek and lowly, and so he laid his glory aside in a sense. But here on this mount, he's letting his glory shine. Oh, the Lord is glorious. He was glorious when he was here and having this radiance squelched down, that element of his glory squelched down. He was glorious yet indeed by the wonderful words that he said and the great compassion, love, mercy, the condemnation that he preached towards the religious leaders of the day. Oh, his glory was evident indeed. No man spake like this man, but the radiance of his glory was squelched down until this time on this mount. His countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. His face shone as the sun, it tells us in other passages. Verse 30, and behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elijah. So now, not only do the disciples see this brightness, and how was it there as they were praying? You know, were they praying with their eyes open and they began to see this change in the Lord Jesus? Was the brightness become so great that through their eyelids they knew that that something was shining greatly, and they opened their eyes and they see Jesus in this state? And as they looked and beheld, as they looked at our Lord, they saw Moses and Elijah. Understand this, that when those in glory, when heaven comes down, if you will, nobody's got to tell anybody who it is. The glorious presence of the saints and the glorious presence of our Lord is known. When he is seen, he is known. There's not a need for introduction. And you and I, we marvel at such a thing, and some would even scoff at it, how that could be. But see, that's the greatness of the glory and power of God, that it's just known. It's known by strangers who Jesus is when he appears in this fashion. It's known by strangers. The apostles, these apostles, Peter, James, and John, they had never seen a picture of Moses. They didn't know what Elijah looked like. But they knew it was them when they were there with the Lord. Listen to what it says. Who appeared in glory, verse 31, and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. You know what they're speaking about? They're talking Jesus, Moses, Elijah. Well, what a wondrous thing. Those brethren are talking with their Lord about the Lord Jesus' death. About the Lord Jesus' death at Jerusalem. Our Lord Jesus knows that he's going to die. He knows that he has come to die. And Brother Moses and Brother Elijah are talking with him about it. What is it that they're saying? Well, Lord, it's getting close. Yeah. I can't wait. You know, and I don't know what they said. Oh, he said, I'm in a strait about it. I'm till it be accomplished. I just can't wait. The Lord subjecting himself to time, the timing of the Father, waiting. They spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter, verse 32, and they that were with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were awake, they saw his glory and the two men that stood with him. So they fell asleep, I guess it was, but were awakened by it somehow. And it came to pass as they departed from him, Moses and Elijah, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. I tell you what, indeed it is. It's good to be in the presence of Jesus in his glory. It's good to be in the presence of Jesus with the saints. It's good to be in the presence of Jesus with our brethren, talking about the things that the Lord will do and the Lord has done. It's good. There's nothing better than to be in the presence of Jesus. It's good. It's good for us to be here, verse 33, Peter says. Let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, not knowing what he said. Peter felt like he had to say something, just like you and me. And he said, let's build a house for each one of you. Let's build a place, a shrine, a place. He said, but you know what? Peter's not thinking about the next moment from the standpoint of him. Peter has a desire to honor the Lord, and he sees these prophets of God made mighty by the power of God, who they revere and love. He sees them. He had only heard about them before, but those brethren, Peter, James, and John, now see Moses and Elijah, and they're very real. He said, let's build a tabernacle for all three of you. He didn't know what to say. He wanted to do for them. He wasn't thinking about, is there understanding at all about what it would take to do such a thing? He said, let us build a tabernacle. Let us build a temple. Let us build a place. Peter's heart And desire is right. He's just going about it the wrong way. He wants to do something. He wants to honor them, not knowing what he said. While he thus spake, while those words are coming out of Peter's mouth, there came a cloud and overshadowed them. This cloud on the top of this mount comes on, but it's not a cloud of the vapor in the sky. It's the presence of the Lord. And while he spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. No doubt a thick cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." And when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone, and they kept it close and told man in those days any of those things which they had seen. And the Lord told them not to. As they're walking along and they're considering Peter saying this about building these tabernacles for the Lord and Moses and Elijah, this voice, this cloud descends upon them and it comes upon them, and there's a voice that speaks, the voice of the Father. "This is my beloved Son, hear him." Hear him and what he has to say. Hear what he has to say and believe what he has to say. Again, in the greatness, the wonder, the majesty of the glory of the Lord shining forth, and Brother Moses and Brother Elijah appearing there with the Lord and talking about his decease, and the greatness of that and the awe of that, and the desire of Peter to honor them and to glorify this greatness. He's not considering about any future of his life. He's looking to dedicate himself to the building of these tabernacles and providing the materials and doing so. He wants to do something to glorify and honor the Lord in this greatness, this awe, this majesty, this glory that's shining forth. The Father says, "This is my beloved Son. Hear him." Hear him. You listen to him, Peter. He will tell you what to do. You listen to him, Peter. He's going to tell you what's going to come to pass. "This is my beloved Son," the Father speaking. You listen to what he has to say. The voice is passed and the cloud is passed. Jesus is there with them. And no doubt, their minds are just full of wonder. And the Lord said, "Don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody until I have ascended." Tell you what, one day for the saints, it's going to be like this all the time. To bask in the glory of our Lord and to enjoy his presence for eternity. You that are under the listening of my voice and maybe not saved, will you not go with us? I tell you what, repent of your sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Go with us. Go with us and glorify the Lord. Honor him now by submitting to him and receiving him and repenting of your sins and trusting in him, that you too may see the glory of the Lord and his greatness and the blessing of it. I see their time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.almstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Almsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.